تشارف بله شيخ أول عارف بالله رومي وقت مجدد الزمانة هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر نور الله مركضه تري عاشقوں میں جینا تري عاشقوں میں مرنا to live amongst your lovers and to die amongst your lovers may Allah give us توفیق
میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا ہے تیری رضا میں مرنا ہے تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گریا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا کبھی گریا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا، کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے، کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، یہ تیری عنایت ہے، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ، یہ تیری عنایت ہے، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ، میری جان نا توا کا، تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا، میری جان نا توا کا، تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا، یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا، یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا، میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا، میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا.
جزاک اللہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، this is a beautiful poem of our dada sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab rahmatullah alayh, and beautifully rendered by Bhai Ajaz. The title of this poem, as Bhai Ajaz has mentioned, tere aashiqon mein jeena tere aashiqon mein marna, that to live in the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to die in the lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what great value! They are such valuable people. Wala Rum rahmatullah alayhi says, yak muddat ba suhbati awliya behtar sad sala ta'ati bariya, that to spend one moment, a little while, in the companionship of these lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. And with ikhlas also, and 100 years better than ikhlas ibadat, that a person spends a little while. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he said, when he heard this poem, he said that shu'ara, that you get poets, and poets generally, if they like a person, they throw him above the seven heavens also, they put him so high, and if they dislike somebody, they put him below the ground also, shu'ara. So he had doubt in this, so he went to Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. He asked Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, say, Hazrat, that isn't there exaggeration in this poem, that your little while in the sohbat of the awliya, there's better than 100 years ikhlas ibadat. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, this is understated, that 100 years ikhlas ibadat is understated. He said, this is better as lakh sala ta'ate bariya, 100,000 years ibadat, it is better than that also. If you look at the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, who was the greatest mufassir of the ummah? The greatest mufassir of the ummah, perhaps Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who was the greatest faqih of the ummah? Hanafi fiqh, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As far as hadith is concerned, the greatest muhaddith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But never will we find that anyone says Shaykhul Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Never do you ever hear anyone saying mufassir Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or mufti Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. All of them got one title. And what is that title? Everyone is a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So how great is the sohbat and the companionship of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, when he met Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, he went to Tanabon for some other purpose. He actually went to debate. And when he met Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, then he took bayat. So Haji Sahab also, after a few days, he tested him, didn't just make him bayat, but after 3 days he made him bayat. And after making him bayat, Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullah, he put some sharait, etc. But he stayed there for a period of 22 days. Just 22 days. What is 22 days? So he stayed there for 22 days. And after spending time with Haji Sahab rahmatullah for 22 days, he was now departing. So Haji Sahab rahmatullah told him, he said, in this period of 22 days, all that I have, O Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, all this I have transferred into you. So Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah thought to himself, he says, what has Haji Sahab given me? He has given me nothing. And in 22 days, he's telling me he gave me everything. He says, after 15 years, the effect of what Haji Sahab told me at that time, I felt it after 15 years. And one advice that he gave him, he said, that now that you are going, he told Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, he said, now that you are going, if anybody asks you to make him bad, don't refuse that person, make him bad. So he thought to himself, he thought to himself, who's going to ask me to make them bad? But what work Allah Ta'ala took from him. What a great sheikh of tasawwuf, of fiqh, faqihun nafs. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayh said, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah was faqihun nafs. Fiqh was within him, in his body fiqh was. So that's what a great sheikh of tasawwuf. So this is all the barakat of the sohbat of these awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ya Hazrat writes, hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, that to cross this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only possible to cross this path in this way. Then how will you cross this path? Kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. That sometime a person will have to make sabar, sometime a person will have to make shukar. In every person's life, there are only two conditions. Sometimes a person, he goes through favorable conditions. He's enjoying the ni'mas of Allah. He's enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is enjoying these bounties of Allah, at that time is only the shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This our Hazrat, again and again he reminds us. Hazrat mentioned, in my experience, I found that if a person has two qualities, if these two qualities are within a person, he will fly to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat said the first quality is this, that a person continuously he makes the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. And secondly he says tawazu. A person, the more he lowers himself and he humiliates himself, very very quickly this person will reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here many a time Hazrat says a person on a cold day he's driving his car. And in his car he's got his heater on. A person is standing at the bus stop, he's waiting for the bus. At that time makes shukr, ya Allah, that what a comfortable car. I am in so much of comfort. On this cold day this poor man is standing outside. He says on a hot day, a person is sitting in his car, he's got his aircon, enjoying himself. A poor man, 35 degrees, 40 degrees outside, he's standing out there in the heat. And he's waiting for his bus. In the morning, we're driving to work. That poor man, he's running 3-4 kilometers to work. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, what haven't you given me? A person sits down to eat. This also great detail, there's no time to go into explanation. A person sits to eat that plate of biryani or that chicken that is put before him. Make shukr to Allah. How many ingredients have been brought and put in this food just for my service, for me to enjoy this one meal of Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes a person makes shukr. And sometimes a person, he goes through adverse conditions, he goes through difficulties in life. So here a person has to make sabr. So here Hazrat is saying that similarly, in crossing this path, in reaching Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, sometimes the nafs will have that desire, let me do this haram. Let me get this enjoyment for a little while. So at that time when the nafs, when this desire comes, this strong desire, that now let me take this one last glance at this woman. So at that time you'll have to make sabr. And sometimes a person is engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Quran Sharif tilawat he is making, zikrullah he is making, he is enjoying his tahajjud namaz. So at that time make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. This living in your happiness of Allah, this dying in your happiness of Allah. What is this living in the happiness of Allah? Living in the happiness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is this, that every command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala I fulfill. This is living in the happiness of Allah. And dying in the happiness of Allah, when that desire of sin comes, now to trim that desire, to destroy that desire, not to act upon that desire, this is now living in the this is teri raza mein marna, that dying in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this living in the happiness of Allah and dying in the happiness of Allah, meri abdiyat pe hai ya Rab, this is because of my servitude, because I'm your slave, O Allah. Ye hai tere fazal karna, this is actually the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whose tawfiq am I the servant of Allah, whose tawfiq I'm getting, I'm able to do these things. This is Allah Ta'ala's fazl and Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the habit and this is the way of the lovers of Allah. What is the habit and the way of the lovers of Allah? Kabhi durya yubuk, kabhi jiriya wa buka hai, kabhi aah sar barna. That sometime the lovers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in spite of reaching such a high stage, they have become the lovers of Allah. But in spite of this, they crying sometime before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah, what sin have I committed? And we know our condition. We went through school, we went through primary school, then we went to high school, then we went to college and university. What happened in all these stages, we know what is our condition. So the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, they always crying. As I mentioned on one occasion, that our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, before when he was living in a little house, when Mazhar Sahib Dawud Barakatum says that sometimes in the middle of the night, Hazrat will get up and say, Allah mujhe maaf farma, oh Allah forgive me. So this is a sign of the lovers of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Or kabhi aaye sar barna, and sometime in that love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that deep sigh comes out from their heart. They are sitting amongst us. To us, we think these are normal people just like us. But at that time when they're sitting with us, perhaps they're laughing with us also. But that connection that they got with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, what is coming out from their heart at that time also, that is that only they know and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows. Yahi ishqi alamat, yahi ishqi zamanat. This is the sign of the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is the guarantee of the love of Allah Ta'ala. What is the sign of the love and the guarantee of the love of Allah? Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. That the sign of the love of Allah, that sometimes they are making zikr verbally. You can hear how they making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So loudly on their tongue the zikr of Allah. And sometimes the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is in their heart. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali sometimes used to have his majalis, silent majlis. No words used to be spoken in that majlis. But that connection that they had with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri ziz ka sahara. What is the sum total of my life? What is the support of my life? That a person towards the end of his life, he sits down and he checks that what assets have I acquired in my entire life? Or during, whilst he is living, he is doing his year end stock take. Now the balance sheet has to be provided. Balance sheet has to be put in front of him. That am I running at a profit? Am I running at a loss? So he says that what is the sum total of my life? What is my balance sheet? What is the support of my life? لائے, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. That my sum total of my life is to live in your lovers of Allah and to die in your lovers. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرے درد کیا ہے یا رب. That I didn't know what is your love Allah. That what did we know what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps many of us, tahajjud namaz we knew, we were performing tahajjud namaz also, nafil roza also we were keeping, nafil ibadat we were making a lot of nafil ibadat, giving sadaqah also, giving a lot of charity also, helping other people, but the love of Allah we didn't know. Hazrat Maulana Salman Sahab in Durban, he mentioned on one occasion, he told Hazrat Hakim Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, he said, Hazrat, the people of South Africa, they were dry, they didn't know the love of Allah Ta'ala. You came and you taught them what is the love of Allah. So the love of Allah we learn from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا. That this we learn from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will give our life at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں, یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ. This is your gifts and your favors of Allah. This is your assistance. What is your gifts and your favors and your assistance? میری جان نا تواقع تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا. That this body, this useless body of mine, this weak body of mine, what is this body? Made of sand and water. What is the strength in this body? No strength whatsoever. But this body, this useless body of mine, is now able to make sabr on the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give somebody his love, wants to make somebody his beloved, Allah ta'ala brings that, puts that capability in that person. Allah ta'ala makes, gives that potential to that person, that now he will be able to absorb, he'll be able to endure that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like in Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention of that amanat which Allah ta'ala placed to the mountains, to the heavens, to the earth. Nobody took it, but insan took up this responsibility. So similarly, when Allah Ta'ala wants to make somebody his beloved, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him that capability as well. یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب, یہ ہے تیرے جذب پنہا. This is your gift, this is your kindness of Allah, this is your jazb, this is your pull of Allah, you're pulling us towards you. What is it? میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا. That my crying and my regretting of Allah, that this crying and regretting over my sins, over my past, that at your threshold I'm doing this. This is actually a sign that Allah Ta'ala wants to pull a person. When a person starts regretting of his past life, now he starts crying before Allah, he starts regretting over his past, this is an indication Allah Ta'ala is pulling him now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing him closer. میری ہر خطا پہ رونا, میرے ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی. That my crying on every guna of mine, every sin of mine, this is my compensation. What other compensation have I got? That my crying upon every guna, تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا. That through your rahmat of Allah, through your mercy of Allah, that all my sins and guna that I've committed, oh Allah, you forgive all of our gunas. تیرے شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری. This is your shan of pulling a person. This is your kindness, oh Allah. میری جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہما وقت یاد کرنا. That with my heart and my soul, that every moment, all the time, that I remember you, Allah. This is actually a sign that Allah Ta'ala is pulling a person. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kisi ehle dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar. That if any person has got the sohbat of some ehle dil, some lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wo akhtar, so what is the result and what's the consequence of this? Ise aa gaya hai jeena, ise aa gaya hai marna. That person has now learned how to live, and that person has actually learned how to die now. That now he has learned how to give his life in obeying the commands of Allah, and he has learned how to give his life now when that desire of haram comes, how to trample that desire, to shun aside that desire and obey the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal on what is in this form.